USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats are not too confident in their impeachment case against President Donald Trump.
They spent 4 weeks demonstrating through their actions that impeachment is actually not that urgent, and they do not actually have much confidence in their case.
Pelosi is set to deliver those impeachment articles to the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is calling for a fair trial.
That's why Democrats have asked to call 4 fact witnesses and subpoena 3 specific sets of relevant documents.
Apple is rejecting Attorney General William Barr's pleas to unlock a Pensacola, Florida terrorist's 2 iPhones. The Saudi Air Force officer murdered 3 people and injured 8 in December at a Pensacola Naval Air Station. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gets an endorsement from a Democratic mayor. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
To the campaign trail now, Atlanta Mayor Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms heading to Iowa Friday to campaign for former Vice President Joe Biden as part of his We Know Joe bus tour. The tour kicking off Tuesday in Sioux City, Biden will visit 20 key Iowa counties.
Prices at the pump continue to drop as the national average for a gallon of gasoline continues to decline.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have dropped 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, with the nation's average at 257 and 5 tenths, 32 cents higher than a year ago when the national average was at 226 per gallon.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com also says the price of oil fell back under $60 a barrel for the first time in several weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are expected to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Tuesday night for a campaign-style rally at the Milwaukee Panthers Arena. People have been lining up since Monday to get the best seats in the arena, including Dave Rodman and his friends from Chicago.
I'm excited to see Trump, man. This is fun.
We want to be in front of the line and get the best seats at the rally.
That audio courtesy of WTMJ4, the Milwaukee affiliate in Milwaukee. Fox is going back to its roots with the company's first advertiser-supported streaming video service. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Fox television stations are rolling out what's being called Fox Soul, a live streaming channel aimed directly at African-American viewers. It will combine a set of new original programs with existing locally produced Fox shows. With the tagline, "Our Voice, Our Truth," the service promises to feature real and raw discussions focused on topics such as pop culture, politics, as well as personal advice for its black viewers. The service will launch 4 new original daily shows produced in Los Angeles. It will be available free online, offering on-demand access to repeats of recent shows outside of the 6 p.m. to midnight Pacific time block.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.